How do you measure yourself with other golfers?
By height.
It's a very, very special honor.
I'm Paula Creamer, and you're listening to Golf Talk Live.
Well, we're waiting.
Hi, this is Martin Cove, a.k.a. John Kreese from Cobra Kai, and you're listening to Golf Talk Live.
And welcome to Golf Talk Live, our Monday 19th hole edition, where we kick back in our virtual 19th hole, chat a little golf, recap the weekend. I am Alan DePue. I am joined by Christian Nazamas and Andrew DePue. Gentlemen, welcome.
How's it going?
Doing
well, doing well. So, Christian, we're going to jump right to it because there's a, as always, we have a lot to talk about. But I just wanted to let everyone know that I did actually make a very brief appearance up in Rochester in the last 24 hours. And in that time, I can confirm that actually Andrew has got the perfect putting mat out. And he has been putting diligently. In fact, I will be posting video evidence of his putting prowess.
We can keep that video hidden for a while. that video can stay away.
And Christian,
you've got to put that on all social media accounts.
And Christian, before we go any further, I just want to let everyone know, it's not a brag, it's just reality, that he dropped a couple of balls in front of me. And as you know, with the perfect practice putting mat, there is the regular four inch cup and there's a half size cup. And I dropped three in a row on the small cup. What's so difficult about this?
Yeah. So basically what you're telling me is that you're still a better putter at the end of the day than Andrew.
I didn't want to go there.
Well, that's a given, obviously. I mean, I could tell you stuff. We'll get to it later in the day, but I can tell you somebody who's better at putting at him, and I won't give the name out yet, but we'll get to it in a little bit.
His fiance?
Well, that's a given as well. I mean, anybody who basically walks on the planet is a better putter than Andrew.
Listen, you guys never let up on this. Like, the joke has been like a dead horse for weeks now. Nah. Like, this is...
Hey, it's never going to get old. We'll put it that way. It'll never get old.
It's not going to get old. It ages gracefully like a fine wine.
I love it.
So, but I'll tell you who was rolling the rock is down in Naples, the race for the CME Globe, the Tour Championship. Jin Young Ko, minus 18. She got it done. Rounds of 68, 67, 69, 66. And she just, five shots, she just cruised to victory, guys.
Yeah, she was
almost,
awesome.
She almost lapped the field like DJ at Augusta. I mean, it wasn't as impactful, but I mean that girl played some solid golf.
She was complete control almost from the start. A nice $1.1 million payday for her. She was followed by, what's that?
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all. Hannah Green, minus 13. Sei Young Kim, minus 13. Mia Haregi, minus 12. Lydia Ko, minus 11. Lexi Thompson, minus 11, rounding out the top five. But, Chris, you got any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was awesome to see, you know, Jin win today. It was a great the way she closed out at 66. And, you know, I was happy enough to see the big paycheck. I know the women have been trying to get there a long time, and I think it's really great for the sport that they got that big payday. And, you know, there was a stacked leaderboard behind her. I mean, you got arguably, you know, number one in the world, and Lydia Ko, who was up there. You know, she was just up there a few years ago in the top of their world rankings, and Lexi Thompson, huge name. So hats off to her. I have a feeling, though, you have stats, though. Do you have stats on the tournament? Because I'm waiting for it.
We'll let Andrew opine on his thoughts first before stats at you.
I mean, like I said, I can't even try to pronounce the girl's name because it would be a disservice. But you know, the girl in the winner's circle, she absolutely lapped the field.
Jin Young Ko.
Okay, there you go. You said it because I couldn't. So that's good. I was actually really pulling for Lexi Thompson. I mean, she was out there playing pretty well for a while. She was posting on her social that she was glad to have her caddy on the bag. No disrespect to Bryson's caddy, but just that bond. You know, overall, I think reality is We've realized now after watching the U.S. Women's Open that these girls are definitely worth watching. They are some of the top talent in the world at the sport and, you know, in their field. And they're definitely worthy of the money that they're now getting. I hope that some of these sponsors and some of these, you know, TV rights people are able to make some deals to make those pots continue to rise. Cause I think it would only be more beneficial for getting, you know, young girls into the game. And that's kind of my couple of thoughts real quick on it.
And excellent thoughts indeed. And before I, Christian, are you buckled in? Cause I'm going for the stats.
I'm strapped in and ready to go.
Before I do, as we do every week in the 19th hole, our virtual grill room where we debate things, we always pour ourselves a beverage. This beautiful cup, if you can see it, folks, I specifically grabbed this one because it's provided by my good friends over at Vegas Golf. But Andrew, after watching the putting this week, anyway, we have Irish coffee. Irish coffee because it's cold in the Northeast. I don't know where you're at, but it's chilly up here this right now, folks. Here we go. Fourth round, 7 birdies, 1 bogey. Hits for the week, hits 51 out of 56 fairways, 28 putts on average, 59 out of 72 greens in regulation. That's how you get to the winner's circle.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those are really good stats to have, especially on a Sunday. I mean, getting the job done like that. And I mean, geez, again, 66 in the closing round. That's a hell of a round. You know, I hope she enjoys her win and, you know, hopefully she's up at the top of the leaderboard again in the years to come.
And a couple other little tidbits. It is her fifth win in 2 years. She is now a two-time winner, major champion winner. She's also, with the victory, clinches the 2020 Rolex Player of the Year, much deserving. Wow. And she is now solidified, Andrew, her number one, her hold on world number one. At 396.49 points, she is almost a full 150 points ahead of everybody else in the world ranking. I mean,
I mean,
that's strong.
It's a stranglehold. It's going to be a mark that's going to be hard to beat. I know we've talked about it a couple of times. There's obviously those, you know, those types of players out there like the Danielle Kangs and those other ones that we think could eventually maybe get there. But right now, I mean, she's top of the world and she's top of the world for a reason. So, again, hats off to her and hope she can continue the run.
And she's being chased by Nelly Korda, and we all know how she can flat out play also. So, great win for Ko down in Florida. She was definitely on point. Andrew, that's a segue. I threw that to you. Who else is
you couldn't have teed it up any better, I think, other than serving it on a silver platter. But you got to give some props over to our people over at Penn Golf. They're definitely on point. Best range finders on the market for the price point. Guys, if you have not tried them out and you're sick and tired of not knowing the yardage on the golf course, you have to try out our friends over at Penn Golf's range finder, the Blackjack. We have a special right now from now, actually all the way through the holidays, all the way until the beginning of the next year, where you use our code 19HOLE, so HOLE. Again, that's 19HOLE, HOLE. Get $35 off plus free shipping. I've gotten to be witness to these things. They are pretty darn accurate down to the yard, and they're obviously going to keep you guys on point. They're starting to keep us on point. So want to give a good shout out to those guys for supporting us and thanking them for being a part of the show. And if you're ever looking for a light minute Christmas gift, or you're looking for just something as you get ready for the new year to be the new golfer, it's definitely the way to go. So,
and that promotional code one more time is?
That promotional code is 19HOLE, so 19 hole.
Good stuff. Last minute Christmas gift. There you go, folks. So Christian, we have to obviously start with the ladies. It is their tour championship, but was there anything else going on in the golf world this weekend?
Oh my goodness. Are you kidding me? I don't know if I should congratulate the Thomas team first, or if I should just go right into Charlie Woods. I mean, no offense to Tiger, but Charlie stole the show all week. I mean, from the snap 5-wood he hit around the tree to 4 feet, made his first eagle to Jesus. I mean, the kid was just, He's got a better swing than myself. He will forever have a better swing than myself. He's got a
better swing than all three of us. Let's
he has a better, he'll forever have a better golf game than me. I'm totally okay with that. I love seeing it. I thought he was – I love the little mojo he had going this whole entire weekend. It was just amazing to watch. It was awesome.
He definitely had the mojo. He definitely had the it was impressive. Yes, Andrew.
Absolutely.
You know, the announcers, I'll give them credit. I was worried, and I'll be honest, I was worried that an 11-year-old was going to get timid under the lights by some miracle, you know, that actually happened. I didn't have the doubts in him because he is Tiger's kid, and we've all seen what Tiger can do under the grandest of lights. But he's still an 11-year-old. Let's hold up for a second, right? So, you know, I didn't want these guys to be out here just analyzing everything and tearing this kid down because he's still an 11-year-old. The kid hits the ball almost as far as any one of us on a good day. And I mean, it was absolutely impressive what he was able to do. And he did it consistently and confidently the whole way through. I mean, it was, I think it was the 14th hole that he did the thumbs up. He hits the ball within a second, picks the tee up and thumbs up his dad and like gives him the notion to keep walking. I mean, you obviously want to congratulate the Thomases for winning, but Charlie Woods was the story. And Charlie Woods, I'm here to say right now, will be the story for many years to come. That kid will be a perennial all-star in our game. And it won't be too much longer until we get to see that.
That's a very accurate statement. I think we're seeing another Tiger in the making. I think at his age, I'm not saying he's going to, you know, be exactly like his dad, you know, but he's going to work his way up to the PGA at some point in time. And we'll be seeing his name at top of leaderboards in US amateurs and then hopefully PGA.
What, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I did not get to see as much of it as I'd like. But Christian, what one shot just stands out to you? I mean,
you have to go back to the shot he hit on his first eagle. I mean, that was the shot that I think, in my opinion, was the shot of the tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they didn't win, but still, like, you're talking about an 11-year-old who is hitting a 5-wood from 170 yards. He has to bend it around a corner. And I'm not even bend. He has to literally snap it around a corner. And he hits it to 4 feet, and he makes the putt for eagle. I mean, that's just, you don't do that at 11. You know what I mean? Like when I was 11 years old, I was shooting 132, let alone, you know, making my first eagle. So it's something that it was a treat to watch it this weekend. It was awesome. I wish they could have had 4 rounds because I wouldn't have been tired of watching Charlie and Tiger play.
I'll say the two shots that stick out in my mind right off the rip has got to be the 5-wood. But then the second one, and this is more of just because of you as a good golfer, me as a good golfer, Christian as a good golfer, we can appreciate certain shots that other people may not understand. I think it was on 16 in day one. They had this, it wasn't like a tight green to work with, but I mean, it was like 130 yards where the kid's still, again, he's a small, and they made it known again multiple times. He's a small 11-year-old. He's got a lot of room to grow into his body and become to hit the ball even further than he already is, which is already impressive because he was already driving greens practically with the how far advanced the tees were. But he hit this little 7 or 8 iron into this green from like 136 yards, one hopped and stopped it right next to the green. I mean, Tiger and JT didn't even get it that close. And they were hitting like pitching wedge and flip wedges. So what's impressive to me is those types of shots where he then proceeds to step up. And like Christian said, with the 5-wood, you know, he steps up with the putter and he's confident with the putter and just drills it to the back of the hole. I mean, right. Tiger himself even made the comment. He's like, I'm going to let him go do his thing. And I think that we need to applaud Tiger for doing that because.
Well, I was just about to say, you know, as the father of golfers here, I mean, I think Tiger did it. I think there was a couple of things that really worked well. No, by no means he performed, to your point, Andrew. I think it was extremely beneficial that he played with JT and his father the first round. Mm-hmm. He had a comfort level playing it. So in that situation, he was out with just the boys. He was out with just the guys.
Yep.
that five wood is clearly the most memorable shot. I mean, and it was almost, well, it was Tiger-esque shit. Cause let's face it, Tiger is probably the last of the great shot makers and shaper of shots. And that just said something to me. Here's this kid. Cause I mean, his finish to turn that thing over as much as he did, it was impressive. Huh.
It was unbelievable. How about the little fist pump he had today?
Oh, the fist pump. Oh, the fist pump.
I mean, that was just an image of Tiger. You know what I mean? It was the same format, same everything, and it was awesome.
That's the little bit of brashness that I think. I mean, that I thought was so cool. I mean, a little bit of confidence in him. But I'll tell you, actually, the one shot that said something to me, and I didn't actually see it. I saw the replay of it. But Tiger flares one right. I can't remember what hole it was on, guys. And he steps right up. So Dad's not necessarily.
You're talking round one?
Round one.
Yeah, I think it was like hole three. He right off the get-go, too.
Pipes it. And JT's comment was, you're so, you know, jokingly, you're so much better than your dad.
Yeah.
But
I think to your point, though, I think that's the most impressive part because – nerves like Tiger Tiger let him take the lead on most of the holes, unless like it was a situation where the tee wasn't as advanced as far where his distance wouldn't really help them. I mean, a lot of the tees were advanced far enough. They made the joke that by hole 16 that it was the first time that they had taken Tiger's drive all day on the first round, because he hits the ball so much further up there because of how far the tees are. But what was impressive is just the fact he has no nerves. I mean, he was just straight up confident. And I think I think they brought it back to to your point. I think it brings it back to the situation. Tiger and Charlie are out almost day in, day out with JT, with his father on their course back home. And they play together. They practice.
They're on the range. They're practicing at the Medalist all the time together. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and a really cool thing, too, is that you saw a different side of Tiger this week, right? We're always seeing the competitiveness in Tiger. Today, and yesterday, we saw the dad in Tiger. You know what I mean? We saw how happy he was playing golf. And, you know, even after the round today, reporters were asking him, like, you know, can you describe this week? And he had no words to describe it, because I'm sure, knowing him, this was a lifetime moment for him. And he'll never forget it. And, I mean, they'll be playing golf the rest of their lives together.
Well, there was a great comment that was overheard, and I'm gonna try to paraphrase it, and then actually brings up I want to touch on the person that made the comment, where Lee Trevino pulls up next to Tiger in his golf cart. And he goes, "Now you know how proud your father was," or something to that regard. So I mean, it was that little generational change. And it is when you're a father and you're watching your kid hit doing whatever they're doing and accomplishing, son, daughter, child. It's there's that special feeling that, you know, a pride within you. I mean, and let me just touch on Trevino for a second. His team finishes fourth. They shoot 23 under par. He's 81 years old. He almost jars.
It's amazing.
He almost jars it for ace on number four today. I mean, kudos to Lee. What a great performance he turned in.
It was unbelievable.
I think realistically speaking, again, what we'll look forward to, and I think what was great about the PGA Tour, the Champions Tour, all these different tours coming up with an event like this, is you get to see the young kids of these PGA stars grow up in front of us, right? I'll say another one that they didn't end up ultimately winning, but the Kuchar family. I mean,
I was actually kid. I had it written down right
his
here.
His kid is a phenomenal wedge player. I mean, phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, we obviously have come to realize, and he's now even signed his letter of intent to Arkansas.
Little John.
But little John, I mean, now granted, again, they're going out there and his dad is getting older, and the guy they were playing with, I believe, was I can't remember even who was playing in round one with him. But I mean, little John was putting it not just like 20 yards, but like 30 yards past him on some holes. I mean, he was flat out killing the ball. So what's great about this event is I hope that they continue to do it. I hope that Charlie and Tiger continue to do it. Because it's just going to be great to watch Charlie grow up. And I hope that they allow Charlie to be the kid that he is. I mean, they talked to a Tiger, I believe before round one it was, and he made the comment that he doesn't want Charlie to feel forced to play tournament golf. But now that Charlie's getting older, he's actually seeking out Tiger and saying, hey, I want to be more competitive rounds. So he took this as real as it gets. Like, he wanted to win. Like, that was their mm-hmm. mindset. And that was Charlie's mindset. And I mean, we've already heard the stories about him shooting 3 under and winning the US Kids, you know, qualifier, but like, I'm looking forward to seeing if he can continue that growth that we hope for, because we're all here for the Woods dynasty and we want to see the next Woods dynasty continue to go full circle. So, I mean, I don't know if what other ones you had that you may have had written down, but I just had to make that comment because, like, there was some phenomenal other players and teams out there.
I agree with your statement. The nice thing about this event is, first of all, it's only major champions, so you know you've got a high quality field, and then they're allowed to bring a family member to compete in this. We should probably run down the leaderboard. Team Thomas finished minus 25, Team Singh minus 24, and then Team O'Meara and Team Trevino both at minus 23. So we should probably give them props for their performances. But the youth movement, and to your point, Andrew, it's been now about 3 years. We've watched Little John play in this thing, and he had mm-hmm. that same, you know, almost brashness that, hey, you know, he's knocking on par fives and two and making eagles and what have you. And now you've seen him, his junior career continued to develop, his youth career, I should say, signs his letter of intent to Arkansas. It's going to be a treat. I mean, JD himself made a statement. He goes, my son will be on tour one day. I mean, so God bless.
John Daly see it happen too. John Daly made the comment during the tournament after the round that he takes it more seriously than I ever did. And that's why he truly believes that he'll be on tour. I mean, you want to go back obviously to the leaderboard, and I didn't even I couldn't even remember some of the other names because, again, we're all focused on Charlie and Tiger. But I mean, you talk about some other teams like Vijay Singh and his kid. I mean, his kid made a couple of clutch putts that I was like, oh, this is going to be a miss. I mean, it was like a 15 footer with some pretty decent break. And I mean, he drilled it to the center of the hole. I mean, we also have to remember that these guys are being taught by some of the greatest of our game. Yeah. So, I mean, to an extent, like, you kind of should expect some quality golf. But, I mean, to do what these guys do is just impressive. I mean, whether they're, you know, grown-up kids or Charlie Woods' age.
Well, Christian, it's probably nice for Charlie to know he's got 4 golf holes in his backyard that he
can – Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, my 2 quick points that I got is, too, his IQ on the golf course was just amazing. I mean, his IQ in the golf course, in all seriousness, I'm not even going to try to be funny here, I think is better than some guys on tour. I mean, the way he reads greens just these past 2 days, and I know his dad's Tiger, but still, you got to hit the putt and you got to hit it when it counts. He hits putts, and I'm going to say right now, better than some guys on tour. And I mean, that's a big thing at 11 years old. You know what I mean? And also, too, I thought it was awesome to see Annika playing in the event as well. It was great to see her play. She actually played phenomenally. I know they finished towards the end of the leaderboard. However, they shot 2 rounds of 65. It was great to watch her play. And, you know, I would love to see a tournament down the road here, identical to this, where you mix and match women champions as well as men's and just kind of have a little fun event. And I think that would be really cool to watch in the years to come.
They actually did that a number of years ago where they had the combined of the tours yeah, that'd be fun, good theater. But, you know, without question, obviously, again, the Willie Park Trophy, which is goes to Team Thomas, but without question, Charlie Woods. I mean, and now let's just step back and let him become the player he can become.
And watch it happen. I think him and Daly Jr. are going to be at the top of the leaderboards, I think, here. You know, not soon, but I think give Charlie 4 or 5 years and he'll be up there with US amateurs. And
yep.
He'll be up there. Yep. You know, it's going to be awesome to watch. So,
I mean, you guys are talking about a lot of different high quality players, a lot of high quality things. Quite frankly, I was the most impressed, and this will be my final point, and then it's going to be a great segue here. But my final point is, some of these people out there are rolling the rock phenomenally this weekend. I mean, you don't score in a scramble without rolling the rock. And to your point, Christian, I mean, he putts better than some of these guys on tour. He certainly putts better than me. Certainly putts better than, I mean, half of us probably in this, other than, you know, maybe you, you know, Mr. I'm going to make three in a row on the small hole of perfect practice. But it does lead me to my perfect segue, which is, you know, we all need to be able to putt best. That's the name of the game. You got to be able to do that. We were fortunate enough to find somebody that was wanting to help us and wanting to more specifically give me a way so that I can get better, so I don't get picked on anymore. And that's our good friends over at Perfect Practice. So you need to go and try them out. I have said it. I know, Dad, you have seen it in my apartment. It sits right next to my desk. I'm at the fiance's parents' house, so I brought it here so that I can continue to practice. You can roll it up, use it anywhere, any time of day, no matter the weather. You have to try these people out. They have made a putting, you know, mechanic, and they put a putting mat together that is actually true to roll. It's not these fake ones where you have different rolls and you get out into the green. It's actually real roll. And I think that's what's the most important part of the whole thing. You have to go try them out using our code GTL15 for 15% off today. Use our code. I'm begging you, if you're looking for a way to get better at putting, I'm telling you this is it. Use our code GTL15 for 15% off right now, and we will make sure that you get better, because I'll even send you some tips of how I've used it to get better myself. So that was my little segue. That was how I like to just, you know, shameless little plug in there. And, you know, there you go. There you have it. So,
you know, guys, it was great to talk about, obviously, you know, the tournaments and stuff like that. And, you know, we have a very special guest here in the 19th hole, someone who is extremely busy this time of year. I don't know if this guy gets much sleep or not, you know, and I know that he drinks a lot of hot cocoa this time of year. And ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we would like to welcome Saint Nick as well as Santa Claus. Santa.
Santa, I didn't realize you were a golfer.
I'm very much a golfer. You've not seen some of my previous pictures?
I had
to Florida from the North Pole as soon as my trip is done.
Oh my goodness. Santa, I have one question for you right off the get-go. Is your putting better than Andrew's?
Well, mine's magical.
I don't even know what to do with that, to be honest with you. I'm just going to let that one be.
Awesome. So Santa, talk to me. What's going on? Are you a little busy this time of year? How's it going?
Very busy year. Lots of toy making taking place at the North Pole, as you would expect. For the golfers out there, we are determining who's naughty and nice, whether you get a good sleeve of golf balls or one-hit wonders.
So you're talking about like a Top Flight or a Pinnacle Rush at this point, right?
I'm talking about balls that from the used ball bin or Pro Vs or something of that sense. That's correct.
Okay.
I love it. Well, I know that I think on the good list this year. I don't know about Andrew. I can't speak on his behalf, but I think he's been pretty naughty this year, if I may add.
Oh, he's, you both have always been good boys, been very good boys.
Just like the fact that we're joined by Saint Nick at this point in time is wow. I'm just, we were lonely level podcasters with the hopes of going big, and now we've got the biggest man of them all, Saint Nick, and
Charlie Woods is gonna be here.
I'm just flattered that you took time out of your super busy schedule to come down and sit down with the 19th hole. I mean, I know you could use a cup of hot cocoa right now, probably.
I have a cup of cocoa right beside me here. It's delicious. Always the best blend from the North Pole.
Especially, I love it. I love it. Blend.
So Santa, we know you're up.
Christian, Andrew, any questions as far as anything?
Well, I was going to ask you. I mean, I guess you're a pretty big fan if you're joining the show. So we do something a little bit unique once in a while, and I'd be happy and would love to maybe make this a special one. with obviously having such a special guest. So we would love to see if you'd like to ask us a couple of questions in our little segment we call Outside the Ropes, and, you know, get some of your feedback as well on some of these topics. So you got anything you'd love to start us out with?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know as when I do my flyover, a lot of times I hear people talking about what is a legal pin, and there's lots of frustration and anger over pin placements. So my question to you is, what is a legal pin placement?
I mean, Andrew, I'll have you kick this one off.
Yeah, I mean, legal pins are a sore subject in my book because of my putting being so bad. So that's actually on my wish list if you haven't gotten it yet. Legal pins for me, I mean, look, we're all golfers. We all are average guys. We're not PGA Tour stars. So in my opinion, stick it on the flattest surface where it's no break. So that way it's easy to get to. It's also stick it in the middle of the green if it can be, because quite frankly, nobody really wants to go for, you know, back right pin location Sunday at Augusta. I mean, make it simple, make it fun. That's what the game's all about. We don't want to be out there for 5 hours because we're hitting it back and forth 15 times on the green. So that's my take, at least.
Yeah, I second that. I think you got to put them on the flattest part of the green. I think when you put them on a little slope or somewhere near, you know, tucked behind a bunker or something like that, I think it makes pace of play a little longer. So I think if we want to see changes in the game, I think you have to, you know, put them on the flat parts and people will start hopefully making the putts and moving quicker.
Dana is going to bring each of you a rule book. There is no such thing as an illegal pin placement. Nowhere in the rules.
I mean, you're supposed to be the nice guy. Why would you put some nasty pin out there then? Why would you want that?
I didn't say that I do. I only bring good into the world. But there is no such thing as an illegal pin placement. That question was handed in by Mike J. from Virginia.
Mike J.
What other questions? Christian, questions for St. Nicholas, Chris Kingle, Santa Claus.
I should be rewriting my Christmas list for you right now. I got some things I got to add to that.
I mean, the question that sticks out in my mind is, and I don't even know if it's possible. I mean, you say you go to Florida, but is there any good golf courses up on the North Pole? And if so, what are they?
Well, there is, but the greens are slick as ice, and it wouldn't work well with your putting stroke.
How often do you? I know you're busy all the time. How often do you even take a break? And secondly, how often do you practice your golf game? Do you practice a lot or no?
Well, Christian, I don't know if you know this, but I'm off 364 days a year.
I'm just saying, you know, especially you're busy this time of year.
I have people in the workshop that are consistently, I trust my elves. They're preparing every year. As soon as this Christmas is done, we're preparing for next year already. And I'm able to get out to a warmer climate with Mrs. Claus and we play a little golf.
I love it. Now, is she better than you or no?
I'm not going to answer that.
So Santa, we know that obviously you deliver out the good toys to the good kids, the bad toys to the bad ones. We'd love to get your take on, you know, we've had a lot of reception on the 19th hole about, you know, is what Bryson doing the right way to go about the game? Is he doing it the right way? Is he being nice to the guys on tour? Or is he just being mean to be mean because he wants to win? What's your takes on Bryson?
I think Bryson is a fine young man. He's definitely on the nice list. And he has found a way to play the game that he feels is the best to win the game. And it may not be – others may think he should be on the naughty list. I don't have him on my naughty list.
Well, I got an easy question for you, Santa. This is one of my last ones for you because I know, again, you're super busy. You know, who's your favorite golfer? Who do you love to watch on TV here and there?
Well, after this weekend, I'm thinking Charlie Woods.
It's definitely not Ricky Fowler, though, right?
Ricky Fowler's another nice young man. He greets all the winners when he comes off of number 18.
There you go. There
That's
you go.
That's why I love Ricky.
Santa, we had this whole plan. I even had the hat ready to go. We were going to be drawing our winner. You know, we have this special giveaway.
Let's use a little Christmas magic. We'll do that right now. Hold that hat up here.
So, you know, me personally, we have a lot of nice people in here. I would love to know. I sent you the list, you know, here just a second ago. I'd love for you to know who's been the nicest on this list this year and who is the winner of our December Product of the Month giveaway for Perfect Practice, for their own own Perfect Practice buddy.
Hold the hat up. Hold the hat up one more time. The winner of the Perfect Practice is Ben Conroy.
Ben Conroy, where's Ben from? Is he an East Coaster or is he?
He appears to be from the Buffalo region, if I remember my flyover.
Okay, well, thank you then for Santa for picking our winner. I mean, Ben, congratulations. We greatly appreciate you helping us out and doing our contest. And I got to ask, because we do it at the end of every show, you know, Sansa, we do this closing thoughts thing. Christian, why don't you go first? And then we'll hit Santa with, so that way he's got some time on some closing thoughts here right before the Christmas holiday.
Yeah. I'll kick this one off. So, you know, Santa, I know, again, you're super busy right now. I hope you check the list twice. All right. I hope you didn't miss it, because checking the list twice is very important. And, you know, I hope you get everything done that you need to get done on Christmas Eve and going into Christmas Day. Cause you know, I'm going to be looking forward to, you know, putting my cookies out and milk for you. You know, I hope you eat all of them, obviously. Okay. And I'll make sure to put the less percentage milk out for you. I know you got a little bit of a belly, so I'll just make sure to, you know, watch the calories on that one, but
you're hating on Saint Nick right before the holiday. That's not a good
I apologize. So he'll make mental notes of that. So, but overall, I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday season. Stay safe as always. And, you know, we'll talk to you guys very soon.
All righty. Any, what's some of the closing thoughts for Saint Nick right here before the holiday? What are we looking at? Any good advice?
My advice is real simple. Peace on earth. Goodwill to men.
Short, sweet, and to the point. We love it. Well, I love it. Guys, my personal closing thoughts is this. We obviously always talk about it. We always enjoy the good talks of golf. We always enjoy being able to be around our virtual 19th hole since we are in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. So please, obviously, enjoy yourselves. Enjoy yourselves responsibly. Obviously, the holiday is coming up this week. Saint Nick, we appreciate you taking the time to stop by. I know you're very, very busy. Looks like you got a lot of memorabilia, so maybe you could pass some our way. We always love good golf memorabilia. But I close with this. You guys have a great holiday. We are always appreciative of all the support we do get. And quite frankly, since I don't know, somehow we lost my dad along the way. Christian, there's only one thing to say. And that is what?
Long and straight beats short and crooked.
There we go. Join Golf Talk Live as they take the show on the road to Ireland. Six rounds of golf, six nights in Dublin, Portmarnock, Royal Dublin, Balltray Links, the K Club, the European Club, and Portmarnock Links. Go to Ireland with Golf Talk Live from September 25th to October 4th, 2021. Email Alan at golftalklive.net. That's ALLEN at golftalklive.net for more details.